Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance are copyright 2020, Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at @uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but, I really like your dress. No, I love that. It's simple, you know? Elegant. Strapless. It's even kind of short. It's not your traditional prom dress. And you look great in it. Oh, thank you. This is nothing. So, this is kind of crazy, huh? I like the lights and the decorations. They really went all out. Oh, no, I don't go to your school. My boyfriend does. No, it's okay. Oh, you probably don't know him. Honestly, who cares about the guys anyway? Am I right? So, do you have a date? Where is he? Exactly. Who cares? I think I need a little fresh air. Do you want to go outside for a minute? I'd rather not go outside alone. All those stories you hear, you know? Hey, what's wrong? What about him? Well, I'm sorry you lost him. You know, I don't mean to sound callous or anything, but he should have never left you alone. What? I mean, you're gorgeous. Oh, am I making you uncomfortable? No, hey, don't go. Look at me. Look at my eyes. Shh. You don't care about your boyfriend, do you? You want to go outside with me, right? That's what I thought. Well, come on. Follow me. Good girl. This way. Now, we're going to go out the back, through the kitchen. That's it, darling. Through here. The hair. Into the alley. Come on. Here we are. Hey. Shh. There you go. Isn't that better? It was getting really stuffy in there, wasn't it? Don't worry, sweetheart. No one will find us here. As long as you keep nice and quiet. But why wouldn't you be? Right? You know, this is my favorite part. When I've got someone like you in my thrall, and you're all confused and turned around and you don't know what to do. I think I got that ability from one of my sires, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, why don't you turn around, sweetheart? I'm going to unzip you. Let's just get you out of this cute little dress. We're just going to peel it off of you, like this, and let it fall to your feet. Ooh, look at you. Such pretty lingerie. Strapless bra, garters, thigh highs. Who are you dressing for, sweetheart? Your boyfriend? Was he going to take you somewhere after prom? Boys. That's sweet. Press your back against me, baby. Don't be afraid. Let me feel these tits. Let me reach down and touch your boyfriend's little pussy. It is his, isn't it? Or maybe you're a virgin? I can feel how wet you are. You little prom girls are so easy. That's why I keep coming back, again and again. It's a little treat I give myself every year for my birthday. Wow. There you go, sweetheart. You just lie down and relax. Here. I'll sit down next to you, okay? Oh. That hit the spot. Okay. You know who you remind me of? Me, when I was younger. I was so innocent and naive and stupid. You know, I've never told anyone this story. I don't know. It's pretty personal, but I kind of like you. You're easy to talk to. Maybe I should tell you. There's something to be said for therapeutic catharsis, right? You know, I think I will tell you. Why not? It'll be over for you soon, anyway. It's been, I don't know, 41 years? Since that night? Only, I went to my prom by myself. My boyfriend and I had a fight, and I decided I was going to go to the prom without him. girl power in the 80s, you know? I mean, we did our best. I wore a dress a lot like yours. Too tight, too strapless, and too short. I wanted to make him jealous. Like I said, I was kind of stupid. So, it wasn't long before I met this other guy. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was hot. You can see me now. I haven't changed at all since that day. Even my hair is the same. Except I'm a little paler, and I'm a lot colder. I mean, temperature-wise. My personality is still as warm as ever, though. Anyway, this guy, he was really handsome. He was kind of pale, too, but I didn't really notice. He didn't even talk to me. He just looked at me. And I was flattered, you know? It was exciting and new. He was so confident. I just fell under his spell, I guess. What am I saying? You know what that feels like, right? Anyway, I knew my ex was watching me. He watched this guy take my hand and lead me away from the dance hall. I knew I was making him jealous, and I felt so sexy, so desirable in my tight dress and my tall heels. Like, they both wanted me, you know? So, this guy, he led me down the hall of the hotel we were in, into one of the smaller ballrooms that wasn't being used. The lights were off. I couldn't figure out at the time how the chaperones didn't catch us, but I'm not as dumb now as I used to be. I was only 18 years old. I tried to pull away from him and told him I was scared, but he wouldn't let me go. Somehow, he made me feel like it was okay, and that he would take care of me. He found this big chair, I guess. I couldn't see very well. It was dark, and I hadn't adjusted to the light yet, but he was touching me, running his hands along my breasts, rubbing his fingers against my thigh, and then under my skirt. I don't know why I didn't stop him. Well, that's not true. I know now. I heard his zipper. I heard him undo his belt, and then he sat down in the chair. He pulled me into his lap, so I was facing away from him, leaning back against him. I remember feeling his cock against my bottom. He was so hard. And you know what else? I remember thinking, he was really cold. Or was I really warm? It actually was both. Anyway, I'm sure you guessed by now that there was no way this guy was a high school boy. He was too sure of himself. Sure that he was in control. Sure that I was too stupid to say no. Sure that when he pulled my legs apart and hiked up my skirt and stretched my panties to the side, that I wouldn't scream. And I didn't. He just started fingering me. from behind. Oh God, it felt so good. He knew exactly what he was doing. I was so wet. I was so horny. I didn't care. I just let him do it. He fingered me and he rubbed my clit. And I spread my legs for him. I moaned and I leaned back into him and I remember the skin of his cheek against mine. I felt like I was burning up in comparison. I started panting and I was getting close. Just a teenage slut at prom with some total stranger in a dark ballroom, completely hidden from everyone. And it was then when he bit my neck. I was shocked at first, and then it was agony. I tried to scream, but instead it just came out as a quiet sigh. You know what that's like. He was still touching me, and it felt so good. And you know what? All of a sudden, he started to get really warm, and I got really, really cold. He was sucking my blood. He was feeding on me, and somehow, even though it hurt, I was about to come anyway. My pussy was soaked and my legs were sprawled open in his lap. I was writhing and bucking and trying to get away, trying to come, I don't know. I think he had even pulled my tits out. I must have looked like such a shameless little whore. My feet and hands were numb, tingly. I felt like I was about to pass out, but instead, I came. I couldn't help it. I came all over his fingers. But he didn't stop feeding on me. He didn't care. He was hungry, and as I was trying to catch my breath and pull away from him, he sucked the rest of my blood away, and then I was dead. I wasn't just passed out, no. It was over. He had killed me, just like that. My body was limp, my eyes were closed, and there was nothing. I know what you're thinking. How could I have been dead if I remember it? Well, I'll get to that. But first, do you want to know what he did to me? It was awful. He had me there, on his lap. My pussy exposed, my tits hanging out, my legs splayed apart, and my body completely limp. He was very strong, and it turns out he wasn't finished with me. He lifted me up, and he stuck me on top of his cock. He didn't care. And afterward, I realized he had never even really said a word to me. He seduced me. He fed on me and, he killed me. And then, after I was dead, he just... he started fucking me. He just used me like a lifeless, warm slave for his cock. I was exposed like a slut. My senior prom happening with girls like me dancing and laughing just down the hall. The chaperone's less than 100 feet away. And here was this monster quietly raping my dead, limp body until he came. Pumping his cum inside me and holding me there like some kind of cock warmer. And then, do you know what he did? He pushed me onto the floor. I landed with a thud on the carpet. His cum splurting out of my pussy. And then he just laughed. He laughed at me and he walked away. Just like that. That should have been the end. I shouldn't have remembered anything past my orgasm when I had taken my last breath. But it turns out he wasn't the only vampire at my prom that night. There was another one. And she had been watching us. She stepped out of the darkness. And she was beautiful. She bit her own lip until it bled. And then she leaned down and kissed me. Her blood touched my lips and dripped into my mouth, and, something happened. Somehow, I was aware again. I could move again. And I was so hungry. I didn't have a choice. I drank it. I sucked in as much as I could through her mouth, like a baby on a bottle. I drank it. Whoever she was, she made me. They both did. And so, it was on this night, 41 years ago, that I was born. Happy birthday to me. She didn't give me a choice. If she did, I would have told her to let me die. I only remember what he did to my body because I was born again. Somehow, that made me remember. And that's my story. I haven't seen either of them since. They both left me alone to fend for myself. It was horrible. Watching myself slowly turn into a monster. And having no choice about it. No guidance. Nobody to help me. I sometimes wonder if they're a couple. How many more like me have they made? You know, sweetheart, you have no idea how many times I've been tempted to do it myself. To make someone who understands me. So I'm not alone anymore. But as much as I crave having someone I can be with and talk to, someone who understands, I just can't do it. But I know it's only a matter of time. One day, I'll be too weak. I'll be too lonely. Someone like you will come along. And I won't give them the choice. But not today. I'm gonna let you die, and believe me, it's for the best. Okay. I'm really sorry about this, but I'm gonna have to put you in this dumpster. I can't have them finding you this easily. I don't want you to worry, though. You won't be alone. Your boyfriend, he's already in there. Come here. It's time to die, darling. Trust me. It's a mercy. Good girl. Oh, all right, come on. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, here we go. There we go. Okay. I really liked her.